AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's springtime, not Christmas time, but the weather is still frightful outside, as the famous holiday song goes, especially in Oklahoma.
We had tornadoes, straight line winds, heavy rain and flash flooding that came through the state, starting down in the southwest area of the state and kind of moving up into kind of across the state.
Kelly Kane, a spokeswoman for the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management, says officials are still compiling information on specific damage.
We know that there are a lot of power lines down in some of the areas that were impacted. There were some structures, homes, and outbuildings that were damaged in a couple of the counties.
Severe storms are also impacting folks who live in parts of Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Minnesota. A forecaster with the Storm Prediction Center says the threat of tornadoes is expected to diminish overnight, but storms with heavy rain and hail could continue into Sunday. A torrential downpour occurred just before the running of the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore on Saturday, but jockey Victor Espinosa says that didn't affect the performance of American Pharoah, who finished 7 lengths ahead of the field.
But it definitely changed a lot, and you know, sometimes, you know, do the right decisions for the best for the horse, and just trying to bounce out of there and go for the lead. And it worked out well.
Next stop for American Pharoah, the Belmont Stakes. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is signaling in his appeal of his 4-game suspension that he'll put NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's credibility on trial, further inflating the stakes in what started out as a silly little scandal. This is AP Radio News. A 16-year-old exchange student from Taiwan has been gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. She was posing for a picture near the animal.
A young girl turned her back to the bison so she could have her picture taken with it, and the bison just took 2 steps and flung its head and gored her, throwing her up in the air.
Tracy Weaver, a spokeswoman for the National Park Service, says the unidentified girl's injuries were serious.
It's not life-threatening, but definitely serious enough that we had her flown to a medical center.
A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-packed car near Kabul's International Airport this morning. At least 3 people are known dead, 18 others injured in the attack that apparently targeted vehicles of the European Union police training mission. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.